everybody, and welcome into episode number 227 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Samantha.
Welcome, Samantha. Samantha is my friend from Indianapolis. I gave her no real warning that she was going to be on the podcast, but I thought it would be fun, and you're not nervous at all.
None. No anxiety.
So you're coming in to visit us, and you decide the first thing you want to do with your vacation is come with Lindsay to work.
Exactly. Okay. Help me.
But you got a fact, and you exist, and are going to talk into a microphone, and so far you're crushing it.
We'll see. Yes.
Okay, cool. So why don't we start with Michael first.
Okay.
A seasoned vet over there.
I'm pretty fond of my fact, as a matter of fact. So here we go.
All right.
During World War II.
Cool.
Which future U.S. president was saved by a coconut?
Saved by a coconut?
Saved by a coconut. Saved
by a coconut.
Somebody shot at him and it went through a coconut and stopped the bullet
or
something?
I will explain once you give your answers.
Okay. World War II.
Eisenhower?
Not Eisenhower. Samantha, you got a guess?
This is where I'd look at Lindsay and a group and be like, hey, history buff, help a girl out.
Right. Truman.
Not Truman.
Yeah, it's Nixon.
No.
JFK. No.
JFK is correct.
Yeah!
JFK. So,
I was just naming presidents.
So
during World War II.
During World War II.
How old was JFK during World War II?
He was a commander of
PT-109.
Yes.
Yeah.
His boat was hit by a Japanese destroyer, and his crew was stranded on the Solomon Islands.
Yes.
He was a lieutenant at the time. He carved an SOS message, essentially, into a coconut shell.
And threw it in the ocean?
And gave it to natives.
Okay.
The natives then took it to the PT base.
Okay.
So
what, he couldn't get, like, how did the natives get off wherever they were and to the PT base?
That I don't know.
He couldn't do.
That I'm not sure about, but this is basically what happened is, I'm pulling this from the JFK Presidential Library and Museum.
Okay.
That's a pretty reputable source.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty fond of it. He gave it to two natives to deliver it to the PT base in Rendova, so he and his crew could be rescued. I don't know if there was injuries. I'm not sure.
There must have been, because otherwise it's just laziness.
Right.
Right? It's like, hey, we're on the island. We could get in the boat with these natives, but we'd rather just send them with the coconut, and then could you come back and pick us up?
Right.
Great.
I don't.
Do you even like coconuts? Because I don't. I think they're gross.
I'm not a fan.
The one food I won't eat.
It's the world's first Uber.
Essentially. That's a good way to think about it. It just said, you know, we're here. The natives know where we're positioned. They can pilot you here. 11 alive. We need a small boat.
Okay.
How big a coconut was it to write this? That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
It was actually a sack of 15 coconuts. It's like, continue.
Hope they read them in order.
Yeah. Also,
one of nine.
The outside of a coconut is very hairy. Like, what were they using to carve
it?
It
looks like it was shaved first.
Oh, they shaved
guess.
The coconut. Yeah. But that's more of an obvious thing if the coconut was shaved.
Everybody knows that if you're going to send a message via coconut, the first step is to shave it.
Absolutely.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
So, he actually later had the shell itself encased in wood and plastic, and it was used as a paperweight in the Oval Office.
Is it in the JFK Library?
It is in the JFK Library. This story actually comes from an actual exhibit that I'm looking at. Right here, it's in the public domain. And it belongs to the JFK Library, and I'm looking at it right now.
Cool.
On their website.
Okay.
I'm very impressed with that fact.
I saw that. I was just like, yes.
Lindsay,
yes.
By the way, you are 100% right. Coconut is awful.
Oh, yes.
In everything.
Well, this is the first time we've ever agreed on anything. I think the four of us have ever agreed.
Well, yeah.
Hang on. Samantha, how do you feel about coconuts?
Literally the one food I won't eat.
Okay, there we go.
She's basically a goat.
Yeah, I mean, even pina coladas are not great.
No.
Like, I'll take a strawberry daiquiri every time.
Yeah.
Speaking of, how long is this going to last?
Joey almost got killed by a coconut. One almost fell on his head in Brazil from, like, a height of a very tall tree,
yes,
like right in front of his face.
20 people a year are killed by coconuts. It's one of those statistics.
Wait, yeah, where is that stack?
So here's how I know that, because that's one of those things that is used by people when you talk about shark attacks.
I was going to say.
The number of things, like, it's like, okay, like 4 people a year are killed by sharks. Which is way different from that mass killer, the donkey, who kills like 17 people a year, or the coconut,
donkeys
which is like 20.
Donkeys are assholes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like more people choke. It's like 19 people a year choke on pen caps. Like, more dangerous than sharks.
So
which is
just,
why we have those holes in our pen caps, by the way. If any of our players accidentally swallow them, you're going to be okay.
Right.
I just Googled people killed by coconuts annually, and the first thing to come up says that it's approximately 150 people.
That's 150?
But this is a legend, though, and it's not confirmed. So we're going to have to do more research and get back to people on that one, because there's a couple bunch of fact checks. Do 150 people each year? And so people are looking into it.
Yeah. Huh. But Michael's fact, somebody first time saved by a coconut.
Well, I
so
guess
it goes both ways.
I guess 11
president saved by a coconut.
11 total, I guess, saved. I'm assuming all 11 that were alive on the island then got off because of the coconut.
Theoretically. Yeah, so one coconut, 11 lives saved.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
So does that deduct from the annual?
Like, I would say
so
yes.
It's like 150, so now it's 139 to
save. Minus the 11. Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. If you're gonna say the coconut is to blame for the death, you also have to give them the credit for the life.
I think so too. Yeah.
Cool. Well, do you want to go next?
Sure. All right. My interesting fact has to do with photography.
Cool.
Okay.
I don't know why I keep saying cool today. I'm just very excited. Everything's cool. It's summer. I'm overusing the word, and I'll stop.
You're just ready to get out of here and get drunk.
I think that's Samantha's in town.
She's like, cool. Go on. All right, we're done. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
What piece of photography equipment is banned from all of the Disney theme parks?
What piece of photography
tripod.
Equipment?
Yeah.
I think I know this.
Tripod, you said?
Tripod is a good guess. That is not correct, but it's a very good guess.
Who invited her?
I think it's far more recent. I think it's a selfie stick.
That is correct. It is a selfie stick. Selfie sticks are banned from all of the Disney parks, Universal Studios, and both in Orlando and Hollywood. So you're not
Is it because they can be used as a weapon? Like.
I think they're obtrusive.
Generally, they're obtrusive. They get in the way. People get hit in the head with them.
Okay.
I went before this ban took into effect, and we went to see one of the Beauty and the Beast shows at Disney World. And there was somebody with just the GoPro on their stick and then recording the show.
Oh.
And it's like, I'm sitting behind them, and it's like, well, your camera is blocking my entire view. And also, who is rewatching that? Can we stop taking concert videos? Who rewatches it? I used to take videos of concerts, then I found myself not
ever. It just uses up memory.
Yeah, and it's cool maybe for a Snapchat really briefly, like when Miley was riding around on that hot dog. I was like, yeah, the world needs to see this, but it's not something it's not a lot of rewatch, re-listen to value.
I max myself at 3 to 4 pictures of any concert I'm at, and that's it. I will pull out my phone maybe twice, take a couple pictures, maybe a quick video for somebody, and that is it.
A video of Left Shark at the Super Bowl. That is a video that was rewatched.
Yeah,
but that's one out of 50 million concert videos that have been made.
Or maybe if it's a cover or something, but it just drives me nuts, you know? Anyway.
Yeah. You're very anti-concert video, especially via selfie stick that blocks your view.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for them do they also block tripods like Samantha said?
It does not say, I mean, that's not the article I'm on. I can't speak to that.
We'll talk about that next.
But yeah, like on the National Mall, you can film whatever you want on the National Mall, but you can't set up a tripod.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why your guess is so good.
That's what my
it totally makes sense.
Today.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Are you ready to go? Okay, I'll go next.
Lindsay's going next.
Okay. So obviously, North Korea has been in the news a lot lately.
Sure.
And I learned that. I thought that Americans weren't allowed to travel there. So,
that's,
you know, with the news.
Pretty much correct.
Right. But it's not a law. So Congress is possibly going to pass a law about it. And there's you know, the State Department updated the website so that they raised whatever severity warnings up and was like, hey, don't go here. But if you wanted to go to North Korea, you could. So my question is there's two questions about how many Americans go to North Korea as tourists a year.
Okay.
That's the first question.
First question.
Dennis Rodman is one.
Yeah.
I don't know if he counts as a tourist.
Yeah, that's more of a diplomatic.
Goodwill ambassador.
Invited. If you're invited, are you a tourist?
I'd say yes.
I don't know. Samantha, were you invited out here to D.C. or did you just show up on Lindsay's doorstep?
Both.
Right. You're like, hey, I'm staying with you. I'm like, all right.
That's pretty much how it played out.
Yeah.
So, any guesses? How many people do you think?
A year?
Yeah, annually.
Not a lot, right? Like, double digits max?
Yeah, I was going to say like a dozen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like 100.
Give me 25.
Okay. It's about 800.
Wow.
Okay.
800 Americans, approximately. You know, they say, read a couple articles about it. So it's 800 to 1,000 Americans a year go and visit North Korea, which also to me sounded like a lot of people, knowing how strict the regime is. So my next question, and this is a CBS News article, one of the tour groups, most of them are out of Britain. I think there's a couple from Australia, obviously not if you're an American business, you're not running trips to North Korea.
Of course, no.
The liability insurance through the roof. So how much? The next one that's leaving for U.S. citizens is July 22nd, if you wanted
to
go.
There are, like, direct flights to Pyongyang LaGuardia?
No, there's no. There's no direct flights. You have to hop a bunch of different places. But how much would... And most of the time they're in... amongst other countries. Like, you go to Tokyo, then so how much would that tour be? So the next available tour leaves on July 22nd and will set back adventurous travelers by how much U.S. dollars? I don't know any more details about this specific trip.
Like what it includes?
Yeah.
How many days? Nothing. You got nothing?
Nothing. What? I guess really the question is, what is the price that you would pay or not pay to go... see this regime?
I would never.
I'm now banned from North Korea for talking about it right now. We all are. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
so took that dream away from you.
Now
you gotta tell me
to
before
go.
The podcast so I can book my trip.
Yeah.
I would say like 10 grand. I mean, I would never go. I would never pay that. But that's just a nice round number that makes sense.
I'd go as long as I don't get the stamp in my passport that prevents me from going to, you know, South Korea or if it becomes difficult for me to go somewhere else.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, like, I forget where it is, but there are certain places that if you go to, you can no longer go into other countries. I think Israel is maybe one of those places.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like once you...
Right. Yeah. As soon as I go to North Korea, I'm on somebody's list.
Somebody somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
somebody is now watching a little bit more closely.
Right.
What is Michael
Why
doing?
Did you go to North Korea?
Exactly.
What was the reason behind
it? And if anybody sees a stamp on my passport, even if I'm trying to get to Canada, it's like, see, here you were in North Korea.
Yeah.
Why were you in North Korea?
I was a tourist. Well,
right.
You know it's a bad idea to go there, right? Oh, yeah. No,
no, and now it's any airport, any international airport go. I have to factor
explain
in another
that.
3 hours.
Pull that a line.
Exactly.
You're going to be checked. You're going to have to explain why you went and what was going on.
Well, the article also details that, you know, if you go there, don't have anything on any of your electronics, is they'll search all those things. The only way to connect to the internet, you have to go through them so they can closely monitor anything and everything on your computers.
Right.
You know, he was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor because he apparently stole a propaganda poster.
Who is he? Just some guy. Some
U.S. citizen. The U.S. citizen that just passed away recently. They just released that was in a coma, and they don't really quite know why. And he was detained. He was on one of those tour groups, the UVA student. I think it was Virginia student. But they're very, very strict. You have to stay with your tour group at all time. But anyway, any last guesses as to how much it costs?
14,000.
14,000?
I'll say 20,000.
I said 10.
10,000? $2,000.
$2,000. Wow. That makes sense. I mean, it's
actually
cheap.
They pay you to go.
Please, somebody come here. Don't talk to anybody or do anything. Just come here.
It's funny though, you mentioned the internet thing. When I was in China, it was very similar. Like, couldn't get onto any of the social networks, couldn't email was tricky. Like, it was, and then I remember I was watching CNN International in I think it was the hotel lobby. And the screen just goes dark.
Right. Oh, they were talking about something about China.
They moved on to a next story.
Right.
The screen goes dark, silence and a black screen for nothing, and then a couple minutes later just comes back up with the next story.
With the next story, right.
And so it was just
some
like,
story about China.
It was probably about China. It was probably about, I don't know, I think it was about the time that like Egypt was going through all that stuff, so it could have been about that as well, because we had heard that, you know, the Chinese aren't hearing about this because it might do
censor
something else.
And censor that.
It was a strange place to be and kind of trying to, like, I was there for 6 days, could not email back home.
Whoa.
Right, for the whole time you were
there. Did they let you have selfie sticks?
I think this was just before selfie sticks started taking off. This was in
2011.
Then what
was
even the
point of going?
To you when you get off the plane.
Yeah, no. That's where they're made.
Selfie sticks look so silly, but they take such great pictures, especially just two people.
I don't know that I've ever had a photo taken at the selfie stick.
I definitely haven't.
Well, sounds like we got plans this weekend. Let's go.
Do you have a selfie stick?
Yeah.
You do. I know you do. Yeah.
My grandma bought it for me.
Things I learn about my best friend.
I know, yeah. My grandma bought it for me. We had one. We brought one to Prague and Czech Republic with us, and we have a friend named Sharon who's awesome and quiet and kind of reserved, who would hate and despise everything about selfie sticks. She doesn't really like pictures at all, so we obviously named the selfie stick Sharon. And you're like, hey, let's get Sharon out. Come on, Sharon, let's pose.
As shy as she is, I'm sure she appreciates the shout out on the podcast well.
Oh yeah, well, her sister listens to it pretty regularly, so
perfect.
she'll hear. But Samantha, your time is now. We've gotten through three of us. I'm confident in you. There's really no possible way for you to mess this up.
All right. So in the notion of Friends, reuniting here, Friends is one of my favorite TV shows. I don't know if y'all watch.
I've seen Friends. Yeah.
Right. Oh, Friends. I'm sorry.
Wait, is this
Friends,
the one that's set? Where is that at?
New York City. Yeah, no, Six
I
Friends.
I watched it live.
Coffee shop. All
every
right.
week with my friends.
All right.
When it was on TV.
All right. So all we need to know, six characters, right?
Yeah.
So a devoted fan a couple days ago in Britain counted up how many coffee cups they drink over all their episodes. 10 seasons. Okay.
Like
so,
both takeout and mugs at the Central Perk. And,
I guess.
Okay.
I think that's what they're going with. So we got a number here. So we can go with who drank the most and the total number of cups. Okay.
I want to start with total number of cups, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So like I said, we got six characters, 236 episodes.
Six characters, 236.
So what is the total cups of coffee drink?
Total
show,
cups
Friends.
Of coffee. Okay, so 236 episodes. I feel like 10 per episode would be a lot of coffee cups. So I'm going to say because there's six of them drinking cups of coffee
right.
at a
it's
time.
It's just the six of them. It's not like ancillary
Correct.
Characters.
Yeah. Nope, just
also,
characters.
How did they say how long it took this guy to calculate this? Did he just watch them and then check it off as he was watching them or
I
what?
I have no idea. But I need
the
to
same
meet
people,
him.
It's the same people that counted how many white Russians were in the Big Lebowski, I'm
exactly,
sure.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, unlike those idiots who count how many times Rihanna says the word work in her song Work.
That was a work assignment assigned from my boss and still my go-to question if anybody asks me for a trivia question when I say what I do.
All right, so 236 episodes. You think 10? So
no, wait,
say,
no. I hang on. 236.
Sorry,
I'm gonna say know. I'm gonna say 2,500.
I'm gonna say 1,200.
I'm gonna say I'm. I actually averaged. I did a little. Quick,
you did some math.
I did some math.
Okay, Michael. Jeez, raising the bar. My goodness.
I figured. You said 236 episodes.
Yeah.
Six characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's call it a cup and a half per
each. Sure.
Oh, you did a cup and a half?
Mm. So I got it at right about 2,100.
All right. We ready for it?
Hey, that's pretty
good guesses. 2,100, 2,500, and what'd you say? 1,200.
All right. Price is right. No one gets it. Okay. 1,154 cups total.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's about five per episode. Right. It's just under a cup an episode.
Exactly. So
So now we got to figure out who drank the most.
Who drank the most?
I'm going to say not Phoebe.
Not Phoebe, not Joey, because he's always broke.
Right.
That leaves Ross, Chandler, Rachel, and Monica.
I'm going to say Monica.
You're going to say Monica.
Only one to not win an Emmy.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she's the only one of the six to not win an Emmy for Friends.
Yeah,
if you're listening, Courtney Cox, I love you.
I was going to say, she's also probably the wealthiest, so it all worked out in the end.
I think Monica's my favorite, so minus the obsessive cleanliness.
I am Monica.
That makes sense.
I'm such a
gullet. Under that, if you're going Monica, I'm going Chandler.
I was
going
to go Ross.
All right, it's Phoebe.
Oh, no.
227 cups Phoebe did. And
I mean,
Rachel had the least with 138. Right. So
Rachel had the least, 138.
There
and then you said Phoebe, and how many did she have?
227.
227.
227.
227.
I immediately said no to Phoebe.
You threw everyone off.
Yeah.
I think that it's hard to play guitar and sing. Hang on. Let me rephrase that. I think it's hard to play guitar and drink coffee at the same time. I can't play guitar. I don't drink coffee. But those two things together, I feel like you both need hands.
That being said, if she was playing in Central Perk, she was always there. Therefore, there was more opportunity for her to have a cup of coffee.
Very true.
Sets.
That's true. Does coffee affect your singing voice? Does anyone know? You play guitar,
I don't know.
Michael?
Yeah, I used to. Not that I've noticed it. If anything, it probably just screws up my tempo.
Everything goes a little
your
faster.
Heart
Everything gets a little quicker.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, there we go.
That was a great fact, Samantha. Well done. I'm very proud of you.
And she was nervous.
She was nervous. Yeah. So my one quick thing before we go, you guys have all been, you've all flown. You've obviously flown here. You've all flown places.
Sure.
Yes.
What is the weirdest thing that you have seen happen at TSA or the weirdest thing that they found? Or give me your airport stories, because I got a great article about some weird stuff that TSA has found.
I don't know about weird stuff. I have pet peeves, definitely. But I don't know.
So I had somebody in front of me. Where were we? We were coming off of a trip from the Dominican Republic in through Miami.
Okay.
And he was going through customs with his bag. Not with the customs. He went through customs. He turned in his form. Nothing to declare. No fruits. No whatever. All that type of stuff. Then they searched his bag, and he literally had a dozen pineapples in his bag.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes no sense, because they don't grow pineapples in the Dominican Republic. Like, that pineapples is not something they export. Like, why you would come back to the United States with pineapples makes no sense.
Like, do they have pineapples?
Did he get arrested?
He didn't get arrested, but the guy, I mean, I didn't stay
sure.
around. Yeah, right. I didn't stay around to find out long enough what happened to the guy, but they opened up the thing and they literally looked back at the form and then looked at the guy and at the bag and back up the form. And basically the guy was like, what the hell? Like, this is like the only question where everybody's like, huh, that's a weird question. Like, who's going to bring fruit back into the country? And you have a dozen pineapples in your bag.
You know who he is?
What did he take out of his suitcase?
He's
a lot
the
of space.
Guy that every word math problem has been written.
That's exactly what it is.
A man goes through an airport with 12 pineapples.
Yeah.
He's flying on a plane.
Right.
Smiles
that
an
was
hour.
The man. Yeah. At what point will he arrive in the Dominican
right.
Republic? Yeah.
Answer, never. Detained.
Was this going into the Dominican Republic or coming out?
It was coming out.
Okay.
That's super dangerous.
Yeah, because if it was going in, I could see, like, they don't have as many, like, I don't like mangoes. I want pineapple. I'll bring them with me.
That's my question. Is this leftover pineapples that he brought into the Dominican Republic? They were U.S. pineapples brought in, right. didn't get to all 24, only had 12.
Okay. As long as he's putting them on pizza, back. I'm happy about it. Give me that fruit on pizza all day, every
no,
day.
No,
no.
I know I'm in the minority here, but I love that. Bacon, pineapple, sweet, salty. So anyway, this article that I found, it's in The Atlantic, and they're talking about scientists specifically because they have a lot of valuable things that they don't want to put in their check luggage. So this one guy was studying urinary tracts and reproductive systems of rodents.
Yeah, like a
so he had
model.
A full, 3D printed model of a mouse penis, and he had to explain to the TSA agents.
My.
Honestly, I would think that like the least shocking thing that a TSA agent would find is a penis analog.
Yeah,
like I would think they find that like one out of every three bags.
Right. I guess, but a mouse penis specifically, it does look kind of nefarious.
Sure,
was it to scale? I mean,
it was like a.
Lindsay, we're not here to judge. People are into different things.
No judgment here. It just was like a thing. And then there was another guy. He's an astrophysicist, Brian Schmidt. He was stopped by airport officials on his way to North Dakota because he was carrying his Nobel Prize. You guys know what Nobel Prizes look like?
Yeah,
like they're a gold disc. And so they asked him, like, hey, who gave this to you? And he responds...
The King Gustav of...
he says, the King of Sweden.
Yeah.
And then he says, the airport guys say, why did they give this to you? And he goes... Because I helped discover the expansion rate of the universe. So the expansion rate of the universe is accelerating.
So I mean, that's, could you imagine if you were the TSA agent there?
Yeah. No, seriously. Seriously.
This is my Nobel Prize. Also, I mean, you don't think about that. You know, you win these prizes, or you win the Olympic medals or whatever. You have to get them home somehow, and you want to keep them with your possession.
Right. Like, you take that off as a piece of jewelry? Like, hey. You won silver in the Czech Republic, right? I'm sure it was solid silver when you were bringing it back.
Oh, yeah. They give solid silver for the World Ball Hockey Championship.
Exactly. So
they do not.
Did
they,
you wear it through
not.
The airport and take it off like a necklace and put it in the little bucket, or did you pack it away?
Didn't wear... In Vegas when we won, I brought the cup with me on the plane because it was so big it wouldn't fit in carry-on, and it just... She's like, oh, ma'am, you need to put that under the seat, and it like, would barely fit. And then in Czech, we were out at the club till 2:30 in the morning. I got on the shuttle, and then that morning at the airport was still very much a blur. So it was
you
in my
no
backpack.
You have no idea what you did with your medal?
It was in my backpack, but I definitely wasn't wearing it. but I think we're going to wrap up this episode unless anyone else has anything to say.
I wanted to just tag onto this TSA thing.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
It is by far the best Instagram that I
that
follow.
That is what I was going to say.
Oh, like
I was
going
to say, I'm going to give an unpaid shout out to the TSA's Instagram. They crack me up, and he is so... has so many puns. Like,
oh,
it's incredible.
Good.
So check it out if you haven't.
It's always two things. It's either here's the weird stuff we found in airports, or here are the dogs that protect our airports. And that's the only things
puppies.
On the TSA
it's
website.
Awesome.
Wow,
awesome.
I think this might be the first podcast to give some TSA some love.
My friend Sarah, the last project she worked on here before she transferred over to London, she worked for Deloitte, and the client was the TSA, and she was brought in to head up the project on the puppies. The TSA dog,
oh, the dream.
Like, inspection, all
my
that stuff.
Dream.
So, literally, her job was to go there, like, and like play with puppies all day, and work with their logistics and all that other type of stuff. But yeah, she got to go in and do puppies all day. They also tapped her to try to smuggle a kilo of cocaine into like National Airport.
But that was part of the job to like make sure that she couldn't do it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It was
the
hopefully
red team.
Hopefully they'll stop us. Kind of thing. But do whatever you can think of. Like, here's $10,000. Go figure out how to get like the kilo of cocaine onto a plane. Doesn't matter which plane or where it's going or what's going on. But so like she,
I hope she had some documents.
She like parked at the airport and like walked over to like where the fences are down like GW Parkway and right. like actually flagged down like one of the baggage guys who came up to the fence. And she's like, so can you go ahead and put this on a plane for me? And like pulled out the money. And the guy's like, yeah, no.
Are you allowed to be saying this? Are you allowed to be saying this?
Five stars for that baggage man.
Yeah, geez. Yeah. All right. Well, do you have the secret phrase?
I do.
Go ahead.
That was a great fact, Samantha.
That was a great fact, Samantha. You're in the secret phrase. Oh, yeah. Okay, but we'll be back next week. Samantha actually is one of the most interesting jobs and maybe depressing. I don't know. We're going to talk a lot about dead bodies next week with Samantha. She'll be back. But this is the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Samantha.
We don't know either.
Bye.